Up headlines.
Season ender for the Bruins last night, 4-2 loss to the Panthers. They will now get ready for their first-round playoff opponent, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Tuukka Rask, you guys struggling a bit down the stretch because...
Yeah, I think it's mental. A lot of it's mental. It's just not being sharp enough to drop the puck. And then, when you play catch-up, it's going to drain on you, in the long run especially. So that's something we did there in the past few weeks. But, we always, like today, we battled back. But, it's tough when you're battling back every game pretty much.
Once again, playoffs begin for the Bruins Thursday night at the TD Garden against Toronto. Red Sox over the Rays 8-7 yesterday. That moves them to 8-1 on the season. The Yankees will be in town tomorrow night. Patrick Reed, your Masters champion, 15 under par, final round 71. That's one stroke ahead of Ricky Fowler and third place finisher Jordan Spieth. And Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis arrested yesterday at LAX for making criminal threats. According to the report, TSA agent asked him if he was carrying any aerosol cans, knives, weapons, or explosives. Davis turned to his companion and said, "Did you remember to pack the explosives?" He was arrested and taken into custody. That is Trevor Davis of the Green Bay Packers. They have no sense of humor about
that. Can't say
segment.
Bomb, right? Bomb.
You said bomb on an airplane.
What if you're a Shut Enough fan? You're like, bomb. Right. Bomb. You can't right. Listen to that in the airport.
Right. What if you're a bombardier? Headlines brought to you by WestJet Airlines. Now with low-fare daily flights from Boston to Montreal, Toronto, and Halifax. Book now at WestJet.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Have an Amazon smart speaker in your home or office?
What's all that about?
Just say, "Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub."
Okay.
And listen to Boston's home for sports.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And to follow up on that, the play against the wall, it definitely hits him. Where it's debatable on the angle I've looked at, but the ball definitely hits JD Martinez. And in addition to that, let me say this. If we have to deal with JD Martinez bumbling around in the outfield to not have Jackie Bradley Jr. in the lineup, I'm okay with it. I just want to add that on there. Listen, JD Martinez, not a great outfielder. Fine. Does it mean that the outfield is Martinez, Benintendi, and Betts, and those are the bats in the lineup? Oh, okay. Sure. No problem. Assuming Mitch Moreland is hitting, assuming that there are guys in the lineup that are taking advantage of...
JBJ almost had that infield hit. That walk-off infield
numbers.
Hit.
Offense. Because as much as the comeback was great and Saturday was great, I still think this offense is still picking up and is going to find its groove. And I prefer the offense. I do. I prefer the ability to hit. That's how they've won the last couple of games, by hitting the cover off the ball, including the ability to score runs in bunches, which is exactly what we saw yesterday. We saw that on Saturday, too. Corey's in Seattle on the Masters. Hey, Corey.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to touch on, first, the little comment Lauf made about the whole putting thing. I wanted to kind of give a little bit of insight on that anyways. A lot of those guys, like Hardy was saying, once they go through their processes, and as long as they hit their lines, I mean, that's really all those guys are looking for, kind of different than a lot of the other sports. But my main point was, I think that they probably got the absolute worst winner they could have had out of that entire bunch, as far as excitement, as far as, getting the golf world kind of jazzed up a little bit. McIlroy, Spieth, Fowler, any of those guys except Patrick Reed, I mean, he sucks.
Because why? You just don't like him? You think he's a prick, most people have said about him?
Yeah, I mean, well, one, if you want to find some interesting stories, Zoe, you'll probably love to read into some of this stuff. Look into this guy in college.
Yep. We've covered
Corey,
a lot of it.
Corey, you've been talking about it all day. That's why I think it's great.
That actually makes me like him more.
I don't know if we're ever going to hear from him again. Now, I know he's playing well the last couple of years. I know that he's got a number of wins, but...
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't know how his dad treated him or how his parents treated him. Supposedly, he had some issues with the father. But outside of him not wanting his parents around, all the other stuff is like, damn, the bleep you. Hey, I don't take back anything I said or... You know, the hell I care what people tweet about me or how I look or if I got a pink shirt on. Or if I'm playing, I'm playing a course. I'm not playing Rory McIlroy. I love that comment. Loved it. Makes me like him. I need that in golf. I don't need the Spieths and the McIlroys and you know the same. I can't tell which one's wearing what. I need more guys like that. I need more guys like the Rom guy.
Yeah, for all the crap he gets for saying that, you know, Maz was on him, Hardy was on him for saying that he wasn't playing the other guys. He was playing the course.
He was right.
I'm pretty sure Ricky Fowler said exactly the same thing after he had wrapped up on Saturday. So I can't really be focused on what other people are doing. I just have to go out and play and just play the course.
It's one thing to say that on Saturday is to say it on Sunday, though. Don't you agree?
Well, it was both said on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was all said Saturday.
Well, Speed said it also on Sunday, though, no?
But to what Hardy said, they're all right. I mean, they're
I don't know when
course.
Speed said it. I'm just saying that Reed said it on Saturday, and Ricky Fowler said it on Saturday.
I thought you had said Speed.
No, no, okay. Reed.
And when
Reed
you're that many strokes off the lead, you're not playing another guy. You're playing the course. Yeah, you got to go out there and shoot a crazy number. It's not match play. Not when you're separated by 5, 6, 7 strokes. It's not.
Do you think that we learned yesterday that it's easier for Spieth to play from behind than it is to from out in front?
No, I think yesterday you found out how good Spieth actually is to put that type of number
because
up based on where he was.
When Tiger played from behind and then would eventually win, we gave him all the credit in the world. Wasn't? Oh, look, you can never count him out. Tiger
didn't play from behind all that
much. Yeah, but the few times he did.
He wasn't playing from behind from 36 or 54 holes.
Hardy.
You know, look at his 14 majors. How many of those he did not have a 36 or 54 hole lead?
And when he started,
maybe two.
When he started to fall off, when Tiger got behind and he started to make comebacks like that, he seemed to me like he always fell short. Sort of like Spieth did yesterday. It was that big roar on a stretch of 6 holes, and then it fell apart for him on 17 or 18. Never could close it out when he got behind early. When the end of Tiger started.
Sorry, I think Beadle and I are both trying to find the same number now about Tiger Woods and whether or not he was playing.
But
it changes the mindset.
It does. So
whether you're in a team sport or in an individual sport, protecting a lead forces you to do things differently. We've seen
tighten
it with
up.
The Patriots year after year. My God, why can't they do anything in the second half? Because they didn't need to. You go out to a big enough lead, you're just trying to protect it, and you're playing prevent defense, and you're going to give up big chunks of yards.
I've got a list here, Hardy, that as of 2009, Tiger Woods, as of 2009, had 19 comebacks when he trailed going into the final round.
Yeah, and he's won 79 times on tour.
Okay, so at least, let's round this out. He's got like 20 of these where he came back in the final round. Trailing going into the final round, and he won.
Okay.
So that's a decent number.
Well, it's a decent number, but...
Hardy?
What?
Give me the point. That's a decent number. There have been a lot of tournaments where Tiger on the final day came back won or put himself in contention when he really had no business being in contention.
But not in a major. We're talking about...
Right.
Are we talking about majors or just tour-wise?
I went to majors.
Tour-wise. Yeah. I'm looking at the list. I don't see any majors here.
When's the next one? Shinnecock, right? What's the next major?
Woods is what? How about next one is U.S. Open, yes.
Yeah.
Next year it changes. The second major next year will be the PGA Championship.
Okay.
Then U.S. Open, then British Open. Tiger Woods has won 14 majors. He is 14-1 when going into the final round of a major with at least a share of the lead. So in a major championship, he never won one when he wasn't leading going into the final round. Okay?
Okay.
There you go.
All right. It doesn't have to be just for a major, though. I'm just talking in general, which is the point you're talking about. Playing ahead or playing from behind? What's it harder to do? I think it's harder. You know what, though? This is true. It's especially hard at the Masters to play from out in front.
Yep.
tighten up.
That's
when
hard.
When you're down five shots, your game tends to change. Right?
Reed played well yesterday. He didn't play great.
It wasn't his best round. Not even close.
It's his worst round.
Worst round of the weekend. And I think it still speaks to he deserves a lot of credit for that win yesterday for hanging on.
Yeah.
I give him
Hardy's
that credit.
Right. He deserves
it.
Played the same all 4 days.
Well, no.
You cut it loose. Well, yesterday was worse, but not according to what he said. He's pretty much the same steady guy. That's how you win that tournament. Unless you're Spieth.
Yeah. He had a dip yesterday, and he hung on and won. 617-779-0985. Telephone number here on Zolak and Bertrand. We've got we're mixing in a lot today. Red Sox items, Masters, the Bruins, and also some Patriots stuff that we will get back into. Rob Gronkowski and Bill Belichick got into it at the start of last season. We have some details on that from multiple reports that are out today. We'll tell you what those reports are next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
Julian Edelman are out throwing footballs with each other in the field house last Wednesday. That, according to Mike Reese, he reported that over the weekend, ESPN Boston. At the same time, it was being reported in the Boston Herald by Karen Garrigan that last year, Rob Gronkowski was called out by Bill Belichick. Called out! That's right. Called out because he was a client of Alex Guerrero and TB12. That's not good. Now, this is all stuff that has happened long ago. This goes back to the start of last season, but it's more insight into the problem that exists between Bill Belichick, his tight end, and possibly his quarterback.
It's a big one.
It reads like this. At one point early last season, the hoodie chastised Gronk in front of the players for being a TB12 client, according to a source. So maybe that was Belichick's not-so-subtle way of trying to keep everyone from jumping ship on the team's training staff. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, followed up with a report of his own today, saying in a tweet, "Source told me that during camp, when Gronk was performing poorly, he was called out in front of the team for being ineffective. Change in regimen was derisively referred to as the reason." That was the big part of Gronk's irritation that lasted all last year.
Now look up derisively.
D-R-I-S.
Derisively?
D-R-I. Is that how you say
I don't know.
I mean, when you say something I've never, right?
It's not divisive.
In a manner
it's
expressing
derisively.
Contempt or ridicule.
Yep. Am I saying that wrong?
No. I think it's right. D-E-R-I-S. Yeah.
If it derives from something.
Yeah, that's how that's how I thought it. Not
this to me is a...
Derisively? Derisively.
This is a power thing. Not meaning power thing for Belichick. I could imagine him being, and I have no clue, but... Now we're starting to get really to the root of all this, to where all this started with Gronkowski. If he's coming back from back surgery, and from what some people are saying that he won't squat or do power cleans because he feels good on the bands. If Belichick's there and you're in a run, say they got a 9-on-7 up, and it's all, you know, it's a run game, and he can't block, or he's not coming off the ball like he normally does.
Pronunciation guide over there.
You guys want to do your dictionary?
Dictionary.com? I was hoping for maybe a dictionary.com.
I'll wait till you guys are done.
Merriam-Webster?
Your dictionary.
Yeah. You got it, Hardy?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Derisively.
Derisively. Nailed it. Woo!
There you go.
All right.
Derisively.
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 Go on about your 9-on-7s.
Yeah, we're good.
9-on-7s. No, you're right.
We play
the problem today.
Yeah.
9-on-7s.
I think it's a power thing with the run game. That maybe he wasn't firing off. Maybe he didn't combo block.
Where
properly.
He then went to what?
To where Belichick's in front of the team at a film session. Funny, Rob, stop squatting or you stop power cleaning, and now all of a See, I think that's one. I think it's starting to bug him, and he's starting to see it come together, and I got to nip this thing before it starts. And it's Brady now.
Which tells you he didn't like it, which tells you Bill was not on board.
You hear the latest TB12 client is? Malcolm Mitchell. Guy's got a bum knee. Hey.
You can turn my computer down now, please, Jim. Thank you.
Malcolm Mitchell, who's got a bad knee.
Yeah.
Is going to Guerrero.
Yep. So is he going to tell Malcolm don't go there, or just maybe you should train with our staff?
Well, I would say if Malcolm comes back and he doesn't play well,
like his knee's desperate.
Just be prepared for the head coach to say it's because you go to that guy.
A lot of pressure on him. It's a breakthrough year for him. It's a do or die for him. It really is. He's got to have a great offseason. He's got to get out there, or I think he can be in jeopardy of not being here. As good as he was as a rookie, as good as he was. Because if you can't get out there and you got a bum knee, they got to move on. So, I don't know.
How'd the season go for Gronk?
The season was great for Gronk at the end. It took him a while to get going, but this goes back to, too, post-game comments early in the year. I don't feel like I have it all the time. Why is he saying that?
I think it went okay. He was first team all pro. I think that is typically... Is that good? Is that good being first team all pro? Is that what you want to be?
Wilson always...
Do you want to be second team all pro or not all pro?
Well, wait a minute.
I forget.
Who dictates who plays and who doesn't in the preseason? Doesn't the head coach do that? Doesn't he and Ernie kind of formulate all the little combinations and reps? I thought they didn't play Gronk in the preseason because they always wanted to save him for the end of the year. Now all of a sudden he doesn't come out firing at the beginning of the year. Now it's a problem. I thought it was always ease Gronkowski in and you better have
apparently
him in November,
not.
December. Because I thought it finished quite nicely for them and him. You ain't winning in Pittsburgh without him.
He did not have a great camp, Rob Gronkowski.
No, he looked slow.
Yeah, you know what?
I don't want to say
you know
he looked
what I think
stiff?
I'm at. I think I'm at
He's
the point where
back surgery.
I'm like done watching training camp based on last year because Cooks had a great camp.
Who else had a great camp? Stephon Gilmore, lights out entire camp.
He was ridiculous.
Like he's better than Revis. Why? He's got length to him. Yeah.
Although Butler's camp held up, Butler did not have a good camp.
Yep.
And it carried over. But no, Gronk looked a little slow. You know why? He was coming back off
this?
A back surgery.
How about this? There were points at camp where I thought Jimmy Garoppolo looked defeated. Because Tom Brady's back, and Tom's going to be Tom, and Jimmy's not going to get his chance. Jimmy Garoppolo now is the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Okay, but that was because he did it elsewhere. Maybe he did look defeated.
Right.
And then when he was brought back to life.
You tell me, what am I reading? We call like we see it. We tell you what's going on.
He had a second training camp that started in October out on the West Coast. Where he got to sit and learn for a few weeks and then
got hot.
Took off.
Sure did.
Yeah, I would say is 1,000 yards receiving good? Is that good? Is that what you want?
From tight end?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he had that. First team all pro.
Yeah. Well, Cooks have 1,100.
Is leading the team in receiving a good thing? I'm just curious.
It's good for him, maybe not good for the team, but it's good.
Typically, it helps the team.
How's his bonus structure?
How did he look? How did he look in general? Did he have a good year? He did.
He hit a lot of his bonuses, didn't he?
He did.
He hit like 97% of his bonuses.
But this was a part of the irritation between Gronkowski and Belichick. And then it gets to this other point. Where do you think this came from? We always have to ask this question. I think it was Bill leaking this one out. Hey, I think I pissed off Gronk when I called him out last year. No. So it was who? You think it was another coach on the roster there?
No.
The coaching staff? No.
Player.
No, it's a player.
It's a player.
Which player?
They're talking down there.
It could be Gronk. Could be anyone close to him.
You know, from what we're told, Wickersham working on another piece. I wonder what that one's going to be about.
Sniffing around, digging around.
The same, dozens of sources?
Dozens.
He termed it dozens.
Well,
I think,
Tommy Curran and Karen Garriga. Now you got two of them right there.
Curran's been all over this from day one.
Sure has.
Pretty right, straight down the middle.
Sure has.
Like Spieth. That last hole.
That's not good news, though. But I'll tell you, the Patriots must be really confident that he's coming back. They must be.
Well, if you believe the story, right? If you believe the story, who wrote the story last week that Gronk is okay as long as Brady's committed? And if Brady's in the working out in the field house with Edelman 2 weeks before OTA start, then he's probably fully committed, right? So that means Gronk's fully committed, if you believe that story.
Committed to playing.
He's back in the air and he's
but
working
why?
Out.
Do you think Gronk's going to half-ass it? I don't think Gronk's
no.
going to
no,
half-ass
no, but,
it.
No, but
I don't think he has it in him.
He didn't half-ass it last year when these things were going on. The problems that existed last season could very well exist again this season.
Could this be his last year?
And based on the way the team played, I don't think it'll get in the way of them winning. That didn't appear to be an issue. I don't think it was Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady being aggravated with their coach that cost them anything this year. Those guys look just fine in the biggest game of the year.
So committed to playing. That's all I need. Do you need what more is it? What more is there than committed to playing?
I think long term you worry about all of them being here. I think at some point it's going to hit a boiling point. I don't think it's going to happen in the middle of the season, but you start to wonder. Big picture, does the Patriots? You know, do those three guys as a trio have a shorter run than what's left in all of them because they all end up getting mad at each other?
Yeah.
This might make Zoe's head explode, but would you rather have the Brady-Gronk combo or the Belichick?
Belichick by himself? Honestly?
Wait a minute. Where are you putting 12 and 87? You removing them?
If it ends. If it ends, if they can't stay together.
For one season? For how many seasons? Let's put that on.
I mean,
however long you think Belichick
might
be
around. You trust Belichick to build a team.
I'd go with Bill.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. If you have Bill for like one more year, then you're like, okay, I'd rather have the quarterback for 1 year, right? But if you're talking about, I think Bill could have five more years in him. And that means you still have a program. That means you still have a guy who could put a roster together. Your system is still in place.
Yeah.
You're still the guy in charge. You're still calling the shots. And that guy can win with less. And if he finds a quarterback that's not quite as good as Tom Brady, you're still going to have a shot. You are. With Brady, you might only have a year or two left, and then, you know, without Bill, what's it look like? It might be different.
The most underrated thing is McDaniels being back, too.
I like McDaniels, but I don't think he is even close to being Bill Belichick. I mean, not even close.
I don't even look at him as the next head coach. I look at him as the buffer between he and Tom.
He's just not the next, you know, Bill Belichick.
I don't think anybody would think that.
No, I don't think anybody is.
But we could really ask the question, could this be Gronkowski's last year here? Seriously, could this be his last year here?
I think there's a much greater chance of that being true than it is for Tom Brady.
See, I think Edelman and Brady could finish here. I think Gronkowski could be gone after here.
617.
We all need to be hoping that Danny Amendola doesn't succeed in Miami and is not happy.
Who's throwing him the ball?
Because that if he's happy
Which
and
he's free,
he's
but
successful
free,
and he's I mean, yeah, that could change because they're both
easy and free down there.
Easy and free.
Hopefully, he has a bad time in Miami.
617-779-0985. Also, what to make of Tom Brady and Julian Edelman being out on the field together last week. We will get to that after headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
It's a loss for the Bruins last night, 4-2, but they're still headed to the postseason. Brad Marchand, what's the plan for this week?
Rest up. A little rest would be nice. We've had hard last month and a half. But then, obviously, we'll do some video and continue to work on some areas that we need to be a little bit better at. We'll go through all that next practice.
Postseason for the Bees begins at the TD Garden Thursday night against the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Yankees will be in town tomorrow night to begin a set against the Red Sox after they took care of the Rays yesterday. 8-7, moved to 8-1 on the season. Patrick Reed, your Masters champion, finished the tournament at 15 under par, one stroke better than Ricky Fowler, two ahead of Jordan Spieth, who did shoot a 64 in his final round. Headlines are brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's new 4 for $4 has more choices than ever. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand
on 98.5
The Sports Hub.
Gronk and the lady friend are back together. Camille Kostek.
Right? Did he say it?
Camille Kostek.
It's Brody's friend.
Well, she looks fabulous. As does he, Rob Gronkowski.
Are they having fun?
Wakeboarding?
Yeah, it's wakeboarding. Jim said water skiing. There's a board he is standing on, which is not a single water ski. It would be for Andre the Giant.
And he's not being towed as much as he is just riding the wake. The wakeboarding, Jim.
Well, he is being towed. Let's not get ridiculous.
Who's driving the boat?
He's hanging onto the rope.
Who's driving the boat?
With a handle like a water skier would.
To get going, but after that, you just ride the wake.
Well,
see,
yeah.
There's slack in the line after like 2 seconds.
That's not hard.
It is hard.
It's extremely hard.
Who said it wasn't
hard? What are
we
doing? Are we doing a segment on how Rob Gronkowski
is I had the wrong water sport.
Superhero?
He put this out there to...
He didn't. She did.
Or she did.
She's obnoxious. I don't like her.
Why?
Look at her posing for the camera at the beginning of the selfie.
Big ham.
Yeah, she is. This is... You know my MO. See, a girl looks like that, I immediately start telling myself why I wouldn't want to be with her anyway.
She came to Radio Row and was hanging out at our set one day at the Super Bowl. Remember this?
So cocky.
And we were like, what is she doing here?
She had her name written on the back of her shirt.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a nice girl.
She's a very nice girl.
She was a very nice girl.
Took very nice care of my son.
Oh, is that right?
On the float,
she teach him a few things?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. He's smiling.
Yeah, she's a very attractive lady.
Very attractive.
Looks very, looks very, like his balance is good. And flexibility looks good.
Yeah. He's pliable now.
It's balance.
Yeah.
Pliable.
Hadn't been lifting too many weights. Good.
You think Gronk 8 years ago could have done it? Meat-headed out.
Probably.
Stiff. Straight up. Down.
Jeff and Olden on Rob Gronkowski. Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Kraft's going to make a step in and make a decision. You know, Brady's on his way out. Belichick's on his way out. Gronk's got his foot on a banana peel. And if he doesn't do something quick as far as simmering this thing down, he's going to be left. If all three of those guys leave, be a big pile of doo-doo left for him.
What's he going to do?
There'll be nothing left.
What's he going to do? I think
he's according
to a lot of people, already made a certain decision, right, last October. And what's he going to keep siding with different players? I mean, at some point.
He's going to pull back. I think he's going to pull back on that and give Belichick the power back. Because if he's letting the other guys run the ship, they're going to run into the ground. You're going to trust in Belichick's way. You said it a few minutes ago. He's the guy that built the team.
Football. Robert will tell you that. Bill runs the football. I think, except for one guy.
Okay, so can I just point this out? While Gronk is out water skiing and doing his water skiing thing.
Wakeboarding.
Right. Sorry. Wakeboarding thing. Brady and Edelman are back in Foxborough in the tent.
On one leg.
On the, what do you call it, the field house?
Edelman, like, on one leg. It's like playing with a three-legged
dog.
Not
anymore. I mean, he did that.
But, I mean, he's probably not full go, but at least he's trying to rehab and catch balls.
I don't know. The videos I've seen of Edelman this offseason, he looks good. He looks like he's running at full speed. I don't know if he's cutting the way that he typically would, but he's...
got to be careful on that.
He's moving.
Yeah. The big guy's wakeboard.
Is Brady more invested than Gronkowski? Is Brady more ready to get over whatever it is he needs to get over?
Fair question. And if with all the info that we have right now, and that's it we have to go on, I'd say yes.
Where's that video from? It's not like from the Cape right now.
No, it looks like Florida.
Yeah.
It's farther away than the Cape,
freezing,
I think.
I just throw that out there.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Time machine. He got his time machine and went down to Florida.
Got the time machine.
I'll come back, work out at TB12 later. Get some wakeboarding in and come back and do some band training. Wouldn't it be funny if this offseason was going to be completely different for Gronk and it, like, old Gronk is back and Brady's just going to be the same old guy. It's going to work out like crazy. Like, we all thought, Tom, it's going to be different. Oh, this offseason will be different. Readjust my, you know, my concerns and, you know, spend
priorities.
Time with my family. Yeah, priorities. Right.
But I think that there is a piece of news in the Brady item with Edelman in that the whole, this is about family this offseason. Well, obviously, he's found some time to do the things he would typically be doing. This is something he does with Edelman nearly every offseason. Right?
Yep. And then, say when he goes to Montana, if he takes a break, probably take Edelman with him. Or if he goes to the West Coast, you know, Amendola and Edelman have gone out there with him. Who's the other guy? Where's Gronk in all this? Was Gronk just that damn good that he doesn't have to work at it? Does it come that natural to him? Don't worry, 12, I'll be there in the middle. Don't just put it up. Put it up around me. They can't cover me. It just seems like a little bit like the old off-the-field Gronkowski is back more. Or it's more out in the open than it has been. We gave him so much credit for being mature and being different, and not doing the cruises, and you know, the Gronk bus is sold. Looks like he's back.
I saw the Gronk bus the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, driving down Airport Road right in Warwick.
What is it, Goon?
Still full of all the Gronk logos and everything.
Who's
so.
Driving it?
I didn't see who was driving. I just saw it go back by the opposite direction I was going in.
It's Goon's personal vehicle. That's what he used to go around town. You know, do some errands.
He's a Rhode Island guy.
Hit the gym. Go to the ATM. Pick up the dry cleaning.
Saw him tweet last week. They ID'd the two guys that robbed the house.
Yeah, Goon's ready to put out a hit on them.
Yeah. Bad day for you two. I'll see you soon.
I'm coming for you.
Like, I wouldn't leave the house.
Get my stuff back.
Where's my gun?
Jim has connections to Goon, do you not, Jim? Isn't there a personal connection of yours?
I met Goon long before he was the part of the Gronk crew.
You've known Goon long before he was...
I didn't know him. I just met him somewhere.
Yeah, it's Rhode Island. You know, pretty much everybody knows each other down there.
It's so small. You guys on the bread and egg truck together?
No, not that long ago. No.
The Hostess pie truck.
Jim, would you
I would have
stopped
the honey buns?
Oh my
Jim
god!
Used to sit in traffic to the Cape. Would you use
the honey bun truck?
How many did you eat on the way
down? I would have embezzled the crap out of that truck.
Jim's like, you take in great the... shape, running up and down in the truck, lifting the racks.
Jim's like,
not me.
You take the honey buns. You put
every
some
rack
ham
I lifted, I'd scarf a cherry fruit pie. Say, I earned this.
Table talk.
They come in a box now, not those little bags.
Minis.
Better.
I earned this, and it will make the tray lighter.
I'm going to find one today. They're not easy to find anymore.
Jim's dad's like, tell me you 50 table talk pies. Where's those other four?
Oh, they fell.
It's out of code. It's out of code. Do it as a return.
Throw them out.
I had a bad barcode on, Pops.
I had a party in high school once.
Meanwhile, he's got him shoved down his underwear like the whiskey snuck into the NCAA basketball.
He's got a bladder bag of pie.
My parents went out of town. I had a party once. My father left the truck fully stocked in the driveway. The next morning, went in there, and it was completely raided. Kids from the high school party went and raided the truck.
Oh, what'd you
stuff
tell
was
him?
Everywhere.
What'd you tell him?
And then Jim's parents couldn't pay the mortgage that month. And then they were foreclosed on. It was really not a good story.
Entire truck worth of Little Debbie snack cakes. That's close to $40 worth of inventory. This thing still sells for 25
cents.
25 cents retail. What's the wholesale price on a pallet of Nutty Bars?
Margins are slim on Little Debbie.
A buck and a half?
It's like Office Space. Fractions of a penny. Fractions of a penny. No one will even know they're gone.
Jim, I should tell another story on the way in about the food.
Other kids have high school parties. Their friends raid the medicine cabinets. Maybe go for the gun safe. Jim's friends raid the Hostess truck.
It's your fat asses. Jim, your friend's all husky and portly.
I call dibs on the zero.
Your boys get into my rum? No, but they took all the oatmeal cream pies. Sorry, Dad.
Little Debbie's.
Today's takeaways are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, time for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway. Take away your excess weight and visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Who's going first?
I'll go.
You sure you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got some walk-up music there for Brock Holt.
What a badass he is.
Yeah? People got a chance to hear this over the weekend? I myself have not heard it live yet.
Meeker Insurance, great service, great coverage, and a great price for auto, home, and life insurance.
Sweeping breaking ball that time off the outside part of the plate. 10-pitch at bat that time to J.D. Martinez, but it ends up in a strikeout. It'll bring up Brock Holt for the first time.
Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Yep.
That's his walk-up music.
So funny.
So,
he's not doing, a Holt guy.
It's not bad. What is the song that David Spade and Chris Farley start singing and crying
Carpenters.
To in Tommy Boy?
Carpenters.
Long ago.
It is.
I never. Long
ago, tell me you love me, baby. Yeah, that'd be a good one, too.
Baby.
You know the lyrics.
I don't.
Sounded
baby,
it.
Baby, oh, baby,
that's that would be good. I'd be on board.
That'd
for
be
that.
A good one, too.
Yeah.
Yes. It's risky for him, because if he goes up there and fans in four, makes him look like a bigger D-bag.
Yeah, it's a conversation you know I mean? Have, like what your walk-up music would be.
It's not like you're a badass.
I've gone from, you know, choosing a really good song to, you know, just what's going to get a chuckle? What's going to get a smile out of the crowd? That's what you got to go with. I don't think you try and impress anybody with, you know, how cool your taste is in music. No, you just go, you know, you go for the laughs.
Trying too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to rethink this.
Okay.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Top of the 11, 12 a.m., 1 o'clock hours.
Okay, very good.
No more than 30, 40 minutes of time. It's fine. What do you got, Beetle?
Odds from Bovada for the NHL. We'll get to another thing in a minute. Right now, Boston Bruins are 11-2 to win the Stanley Cup. That puts them behind only the Nashville Predators.
So they're the
they are the favorite in the Eastern Conference. Boston Bruins at 5-2 to win the Eastern Conference. The Tampa Bay Lightning 3-1. So close. But the Bruins are the favorite to come out of the East, and they are second on the list to win the Stanley Cup.
Wow,
that is what the books think of the Bruins right now.
So they didn't watch a game last night.
Well, they're not going to hold it against them.
Nope. They should.
They are not. Afternoon show coming up, Felger and Maz, and Jimmy Stewart is not here today because he was on a wrestling voyage this last weekend.
He took two personal days, Friday and Monday,
and
to go to wrestle.
Yep. And
Mania.
Joe Murray was on the trip, as was Sarge, as was Sugar Daddy Andy Wong.
God, the Wong father.
And I just love that Joe Murray recorded and rolled on Jimmy Stewart during WrestleMania last night.
Oh, into a Boston crowd. Oh. Yeah! There it is! Nice reversal.
Nice reversal.
Good boy.
I love this clip.
Give him the neck so cutter.
Yeah! There it is! I just wish I could get into something as much as they are into wrestling. Like, I just wish I could.
I wish that I enjoyed one thing in life as much as they like wrestling.
Like that. Like, I wish there was something that excited me that much. It'd be great to have.
I know Joe Murray.
Yeah! Yeah! That was just rage.
Jim Murray, you used to do the wrestling thing with them, didn't you, or did you? Or
no,
you just go for the meal at the Kowloon. Okay.
No.
Mm.
And it was either Fred or Rich who brought up a great point. How do you maintain your energy for a 5 to 6 hour pay-per-view event with just copious amounts of downtime?
Cocaine.
WrestleCon.
Those guys are blowing rails. Absolutely. They probably got the little bullets. They can sneak them right there without even having to leave the seat.
You talked about how the Masters was over and done in 4 hours.
It's bladder bag next to the Twinkies.
Yeah. You mentioned 4 hours for the Masters, 7 hours plus for WrestleMania from start to finish.
Yeah! Ah, there it is! Nice reversal! Ah.
But Beatles got the right attitude. Don't make fun of them. Instead, be envious that they have something.
Envious as hell. Yes. They had a weekend like that.
Something in their lives that they can like that much. I don't have anything that I like as much as any of those guys like
you
wrestling.
Know what I love? I love our headlines when Hardy throws to a certain sound that he teases, and here it is. We had a good one.
Bruce Cassidy happy that they're headed to the postseason despite yesterday's 4-2 loss to the Panthers that lost them the top seed in the East. Coach?
It doesn't seem like things are necessarily super organic and flowing and natural in her golf game and golf swing sometimes, but...
What the hell's going on?
I'll have that one, please, Jim. Take away.
I wasn't playing it. Jim wasn't playing it.
What are you watching over there?
I'm trying to listen to Bruce Cassidy talk
natural
about...
natural and what?
Playing the postseason.
That sounded like dirty golf talk.
All right, since we're talking about the Masters, let's hear from Patrick Reed, who won the green jacket yesterday. He had two putts on 18 to seal the victory.
And he hates his parents.
You know, even when a tournament's not on the line, I've made a million three-footers in my life. So, you know, you can do it again.
What was that in the background?
Patrick Reed. A little crowd cheer in the background. Anyway, Jordan Spieth had a final round.
It's
64.
Our studio audience cheering for
cheering. He sounds like Tiger Woods.
I'd say the first Patrick clip Reed. Of the unidentified person talking.
Talking about a woman's golf swing.
Yeah, at the
I don't
beginning,
know where it came from.
Sort of had a similar voice to Cassidy, so it was believable for half a second.
Right. Passion.
Mm-hmm.
Bottle. Yeah. Good puck bottle.
Felger and Maz coming up next on a re-entry Monday. Stay tuned for that. We are back tomorrow, and don't forget, Bruins start this week in the playoffs. Your
Thursday.
Coverage right here on the Sports Hub. See you tomorrow at 10. Bye.